Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a new effort to reduce maternal mortality. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio ranks among the highest in the nation for maternal deaths, and over half the births here are covered by Medicaid. So the state is planning to give doulas Medicaid provider status, which would allow them to be compensated for their work through Medicaid. But some doulas say the accompanying rules are excessive and don't fit their practice. Ngozi Cole, with Ohio Newsroom member station WISO, reports.
Mama.
Baba.
When Alicia Warner was pregnant with her daughter, the Palmer, Ohio woman got support from a doula. That's a trained professional who helps people during pregnancy and postpartum.
I ended up going to the hospital because I was showing signs of high blood pressure, in which I told Marie, and she advocated. She asked questions, and she's never left me by myself.
The CDC says Black women in the U.S., like Warner, die 3 times more often than white women from pregnancy-related causes, and studies have shown doula access could reduce these disparities. That's why Ohio is planning to give doulas Medicaid provider status starting this fall. Natasha Tachimaika is from the Ohio-based Center for Community Solutions.
The help of doulas, it can reduce those rates of maternal mortality rates, especially for Black women, and then also for our infants.
Warner's doula, Marie McCausland, chairs the Ohio Doula Advisory Group, which is working with the Ohio Board of Nursing to create the rules and guidelines for doulas to get state-approved certification and insurance reimbursement. But McCausland says the doulas on the advisory group question some of the draft rules, like one that gives the Board of Nursing the authority to certify doulas.
The Board of Nursing wants to be able to fine any doula who says they're a certified doula if they don't get this certification through the state.
But she says doula certifying organizations already exist. In a statement, the Board of Nursing says the certification rule was decided by the legislature and that the board's role is to simply enforce the law. During labor, nurses are licensed to give medications, including epidurals. Doulas offer emotional support and advice to patients. McCausland says that some rules, like mental and physical exams, are excessive because doulas don't offer the same services that labor and delivery nurses do.
They're coming from rules from nurses or rules from community health workers, and doulas are such a different practice. Like, it doesn't make sense to start here.
Maureen Cochran from the Ohio Department of Medicaid says if doulas want to be certified and receive Medicaid benefits, some regulation is needed.
But it does mean that you have to, you know, work with one of the boards that has a nearby kind of clinical experience. You know, you don't want the doulas under the plumbers and pipe fitter board, for example, right?
Brandy Davis, another researcher from the Center for Community Solutions, says it's important to keep doulas engaged and make sure the new rules are fair.
Because we don't want to have a situation where doulas just sort of say, okay, I don't even want to practice anymore, you know, because this process has been more difficult than what it's worth and I won't be able to afford to practice anyway.
A Board of Nursing spokesperson told the Ohio Newsroom that although the rules process can be taxing, they are making progress. Some doulas worry these questions won't be sorted out by the October deadline. For the Ohio Newsroom, I am Ngozi Cole.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.